The image of God placed in this world to show this world who their ruler is, who God is. On the sixth day, on a Friday, in the image of God, he created them. And after that, he rested, pleased with the completion of his work. Yet the image abandoned their role, turned their backs on the original of their imagery, rebelled against their king, causing all of creation to break in rebellion. The image of God placed anew in this world, the Word became flesh to live among us and show this world who their ruler is, who God is. On another Friday, another sixth day, the perfect image is shown to the people and proclaimed to be the man. The image of the king is placed in the world to show the world their true ruler, and all his rebellious subjects can do is cry out for his death. All of creation, from the accusations of the leaders to the sharp bits of thorn drawing blood, is in rebellion against him. And what does the image of God do when placed in the world to dwell among the rebels? Not come sweeping in like a general, blazing a path through the rebel leaders in a swath of well-deserved destruction. The image of God instead gives himself up completely to his rebel creation out of obedience to God the Father. Behold the man. This is the true image of our God, the living, loving, bruised, and bleeding God.